One of the real keys to successful astral projection preparation is self-trust. Trust that what you're mentally imagining or experiencing is real. Don't try to judge it at the time. Just observe. Later, you may be able to judge the experience by verification. Another thing to keep in mind, that it's easy to trip out or to go to sleep while in an altered state of consciousness. Tripping is a matter of tuning out without going into a natural sleep. When you trip, you still respond to the suggestion to awaken on the count of five, but you're unable to remember what you experienced. The memories may be there, buried in your subconscious mind, but you won't recall them. If you trip out, don't do as much deep breathing during the induction, and don't do altered state work when you're tired. Some people take a couple teaspoons of honey and a couple 400 IUs of vitamin E about 20 minutes before doing a session to help them remain alert. It will take you at least 2 weeks of doing a session at least once a day to complete the basic altered state conditioning. The next session is for conditioning. Use it daily for months if necessary. The follow response clicking sound behind the music and my words helps to lower your cycle per second brain waves down to the theta level, which is where you want to learn to work for astral projection. Now, in this session, in addition to imagining your body relax, I'll also be moving light through your chakra centers for balancing, energizing, and to expand your aura. Imagine the colors as I describe. I'll also be counting you down 2 times from 7 to 1. Now, as I do this, vividly imagine yourself in a situation in which you were going down a hill, down stairs, down the side of a pyramid, or maybe even tumbling through space. Anything that is comfortable for you. All right, we're about ready to begin, so you may want to turn off the player and do a few minutes of deep breathing before you begin. Good luck in your preparations.